Hello once again. I'm back here with another episode, just from inspiration or from whatever I might like to call it. So what I want to talk about today is just getting secondhand advice from people. What I mean by that is people that heard something from somewhere, or people that know someone who has done something, or people that know someone who said they've done something, and then they give that information to you as first-hand information. And I have been not guilty, but a falling victim of that, because you know, from just because I trust someone, and then someone says something, and then I just believe them, and then I go and try to apply it. But over time, I've realized that people sometimes just say these things, maybe just for the need to say something or whatever. I don't know why, but people always talk, and sometimes people don't really know what they're talking about. Sometimes, not all the time, but then it's dangerous sometimes, or it's very, very dangerous every time actually, when you get information from people who don't really know exactly what they're saying, but they just deliver the information as if they know, and then you go and use it. To give an example, I was a Bolt driver, I think last year or last 2 years, I can't really remember now, but I used to drive this guy, and then he was talking about relocating to another place and things that I needed to do to succeed in that place because there are more rights and the rates are higher and blah blah blah. So over time I realized he probably doesn't even know what he's talking about, because I have met a lot of people driving, doing the same thing, a lot of Bolt drivers in my state that have relocated to the place that he was talking about, and it has not all of them have good experiences, you know. It's almost the same thing. It's almost the same thing, same story, because we always meet, and then I hear these stories from them, and it's almost the same thing. And you know, I'm not saying he's entirely wrong, but this is the thing. I don't like taking secondhand advice from people. Meaning, if you're not the person doing the thing, if you're not the person experiencing the thing, if you're not in the field, experiencing the highs and the low and the do's and don'ts and all those things, if you don't know those things, I don't want to hear from you. I only want to hear from people who have actually tried it and have actually failed, because then they can go and break down the processes for me. They can tell me, okay, this is why you don't do this, and if you do this, this is what might likely happen and all that. And I think generally people need that desperately, because we can't just go around giving secondhand information, and I've been guilty of that too, and I'm really, really trying not to, because you don't know what someone might do with what you tell them. Someone might actually try to implement that in their life, and it might be costly, very, very. So that is one thing that I have realized now, and I try to caution myself not to give it and not to take it. Because secondhand advice is very, very dangerous, and in the long run it will cost you, and it will cost the people that you give it to, that you give that advice to, because your advice will become like poison over time, because people that will try it will realize it, and then people will think you are just a fraud, which is not a good thing actually. But well, at least now I know better, and now hopefully you do, or maybe you knew before now. If you did, that's fine, good for you. If you don't know, well, you should take note of it, and you should probably start doing better. Well, I guess after this one till the next one. Look, like I said, man, I don't want to take this too serious, because it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating trying to do this and trying to do that, trying to make it perfect every time. I will keep trying to make it better, but if it doesn't get better, man, like I'm not, like I was just telling myself, I'm not trying to get popular with this. I'm just trying to vent. That's all. I'm trying to vent all the trashy episodes that I've made before. I'm just keeping them there because things are crazy. Things are crazy now, and I'd rather turn my attention to other things right now, because this is a friendly advice. I'm not a professional. I'm not an expert. I'm just another guy who is going through life and realizing these things, and I'm just trying to offer my small piece of advice to anyone who might need it. I mean, for some of you, you might not need it, and if you don't need it, that's cool. But if you do, then you're welcome. Well, until the next time, man, take care.